Even if you cannot change all the people around you, you can change the people you choose to be around. Life is too short to waste it on people who don't respect you, don't appreciate you, or don't value you. Spend your life with people who make you smile, laugh, and feel loved. That's great advice from Roy T. Bennett from lessonslearnedinlife.com. So how about you? Have you thought about those in your life and if you need to spend more time or less of your time with them? Have you thought about expanding your circle of support? Join me today as I dive in a bit on what to do if you're interested in how to connect with others or maybe just support or maybe just grow your support team a bit.
Welcome to Life Reimagined with Wendy. I believe those of us over 45 grew up at a unique time in our culture that helped us redefine what a 45 and 55 or 65 year old and true adventurer really looks like. We are carving out very different trails and our own purpose-driven life paths going forward. So join us for insights and interviews on how we survived life's detours and came out on the other side stronger and happier, and how you can reimagine your next.
So like the Beatles say, I get by with a little help from my friends. And I agree with Roy that life is too short to waste on the wrong people. You have to make sure you're surrounded by those that help you, that uplift you, that challenge you, and all of the above. You may agree and want to find more friends, but it can be tough. And you might either feel unsure about where to begin or maybe lacking the energy to even give it a go. So, unfortunately, if you're like many Americans, you may be concerned about meeting new people or establishing or expanding what I call your significant other circle, especially in a situation of either unexpected divorce, you move to a new town, or maybe even like the last dang 12 months of COVID and how they've only served to separate and isolate us even further. Many of us are feeling lonely, depressed, or more stuck than ever before. And the average American before COVID has not made a new friend in the past 5 years, and 45% of US adults admit to having trouble meeting new people. This was from a survey in 2019, again, before the pandemic and the world shut down. So how do you even begin now? After my marriage fell apart and I moved to Colorado, I started focusing on enjoying this new chapter with me, my family, and my furry kids to worry about. I did want to meet others and expand those in my circle, but really had to figure out where to begin. Reframing the situation and finding peace and personal happiness made a world of difference. I started meeting people and friends of friends that became the next best stand-in to a significant other. I found guys and gals who all enjoyed the same activities, and soon I had my significant other circle. I specifically choose the word circle, as I feel that the friendship I have with these folks truly surrounds me with love, laughter, and support. Those in my significant other circle like to hike, bike, go to art festivals, maybe try some cooking, experimental. But this circle is more interested in daytime outdoor endeavors than the evening bar scene. And that works perfectly for me. And don't get me wrong, I enjoy my adult beverages and evening activities, but it's my preference to do more on an outdoor excursion, go for a full moon hike versus be in a sports bar. My significant other circle also know they can tease me about how long it will take to go through the amazing flavored olive oil I just purchased, since I'm not home long enough to actually cook a whole lot. For me, I'd rather be exhausted from playing outside all day and head to bed early, or decent time, I guess. And I'd rather be fresh to get up early the next day and do it all over again. I can sleep later. But what about you? Have you tried or found others that like to do whatever, fill in the blank, knit, bowl, ski, play bingo? What have you tried to expand your significant other circle? There are many ways to meet new people that isn't creepy or unproductive. But I'm going to start with you first and then get into some key steps you can take to connect with others. You have to be ready. The first piece of this whole puzzle is knowing what it takes, that it's going to take some work and it's going to take effort. It also takes clarity on you before you tackle others. Identify what you want going forward and reframe your own perspective that it will take intention on your part. It will take energy and resilience as well, because it's not a perfect science. You most likely will not immediately meet your bestie, your next bestie at least, and go on all the Thelma and Louise fun adventures that you can currently envision. It will take energy to find and build your significant other circle. It also takes a bit of confidence and being a friend first. Oftentimes, people are either sad or depressed or possibly lonely and wish they had others to talk with, but it doesn't quite work like that. Adults just don't come knocking on your door to see if you can come out and play like they did when we were younger. Just like the themes you're seeing throughout my previous podcasts, you don't want to wait on others. You're responsible for developing your new social connections and finding new friends, and you have to start down that path first. You have to take the risk. You have to be proactive, and you have to be a friend to those who you connect with. You have to also then invest in and nurture the relationship. You have to suggest social gatherings or activities for the group with possible locations and dates and times. It takes a little bit of planning. Now, as I mentioned, there are times when it doesn't work. Challenges will arise, and many or all of the group won't be able to go when you invite them. You may have to cancel, or worst case scenario, be sitting alone at the cafe for a few minutes. It's really not that terrible, and it's happened to everybody. But most of the time it works, and at least some of your significant other circle show up. We've all known people that sit back and expect others to set up the activities, or who don't invite you reciprocally, right? And these people don't stay in my circle very long, as it's a close-knit group that can really rely on each other, trust each other, and share in those planning responsibilities. So getting back to you now, what are you into? What do you love to do? And then what do you want to spend more of your time doing? What are topics you either want to discuss with others or learn from others? This is key too. It's not about who all you can impress with your knowledge, but the better perspective as you're trying to seek out others is seeking out what you can learn and who you can learn from. Identify what you want to do, write it down if you need to, and some of the better times for you to connect with others. Are you a morning person or a night owl? Have you tried or found others that like to whatever? What have you tried to do to expand your circle? So there are many ways that I think you'll find that are productive. Before I go on with how to connect with others, I think it's important to state here, especially as a female, you have to still be careful in how you're using these resources, like meeting a new person or a stranger in a public place, not on an isolated hiking trail or beach. Use your common sense. If you're meeting somebody new, let other friends or family know what you're up to or where you're going, times, etc., and trust your gut and your creep alert radar. You are under no obligation to continue trying to develop a relationship or a friendship or a connection if something doesn't feel right for you. You can let that go. Okay, so options for you, just a couple of ideas. There are social media tools and apps. There are community centers. There are rec centers, there are art classes, there are churches, there are libraries, there are coffee shops. All of these places post upcoming group events. Some have cost, some don't. But it's up to you to investigate your options and try some out and keep putting energy into finding your circle. Now, it's not my preferred route, but there can be truly good social connections possible through social media. Facebook is popular, especially amongst those of us in our 40s, 50s, and 60s. Meetup was going gangbusters before COVID, but like many others, have had to move to more virtual events to connect folks. But that's okay. That happens. The app that allows anyone and everyone to start a group and wants to gather. So this allows you to see other groups that are out there, other groups that are open for you joining. Are you a sunrise walker? Are you interested in connecting with other entrepreneurs in your region? next door, or sometimes other social media apps or tools are tied to something local, like a favorite art studio having a Zoom Connect once a month. On each of these platforms, there are a ton of different groups, ton of different interests you can join. A group may meet up and walk at noon on Mondays and Wednesdays at a such and such park. Or the group may discuss the latest bestseller book. Or great recipes for the best sushi. Not me. I belong to groups that focus on women who explore, travel recommendations, inspirational quotes, business networking, preventive health tips like exercise and nutrition, etc. All the things I'm interested in. Some are great and I check in often, and some are a little lame, but that's okay. It helps also to know that everyone in these groups joined at one time and either were intimidated or a little shy, but the intention is to welcome new individuals. So you don't have to worry about going solo to an in-person event or showing up on social media or not having anyone to talk with. There's typically a group leader and they make sure you get introduced and want you to come back. Many of these times, or many of these groups meet in a public place if they're meeting in person, a public venue, again, making it safer so that it's an option for you to meet new people. And it's okay, you may decide one or more of these groups isn't for you, but after all, giving it at least a try a couple of times before you pass final judgment is key. I just started working with a new group with an app called Pastimes, and it's like a dating site, but not. It's a way to list activities that you're into and connect with others that like to do the same thing, like skiing or hiking. Another way to find an adventure buddy in your area or events in your area. So I love that idea and signed on, and I'll come back and let you know how it's going. But ask your friends about the groups they're in. They can recommend things and groups that you may really dig and invite you in, and you never know unless you ask. I do find promise that there are options in social media, but I also like the old-fashioned way of connecting through your hobbies and passions in person. You can sign up for a softball or volleyball league in their recreation center. You can go to the library. You can go to coffee shop, community colleges, running shoe stores, hobby or craft stores, much, much more post upcoming group events. Pickleball is an example of an activity that is really growing quickly in such settings because it's a lighter form of kind of getting involved in tennis, and you don't have to be a super athlete, and you don't have to have a partner. You don't have to commit to specific class times to join. You can just show up. You can even show up even without a racket or paddle, as many of these places even have the equipment that you can borrow and try it out the first time. This is a group that will rotate you in. It's a good way to get some exercise and meet new folks. What about getting a pet? Adopting from a shelter is a wonderful way to give back, not only in the community, but help find a home for an animal in need. And it's a great walking buddy, a great snuggle partner. They rarely talk back, well, rarely, when you're venting about something lame in your world. But it's another way to meet folks at a dog park, at obedience training, pet store activities, etc. And I love my furry kids. So think about what will work best for you, and then just go for it. Your next adventure buddy will not just magically show up unannounced knocking on your door. You have to go find them. Start with what you want, then go out and try to connect with others and see who would you like to hang out with more. I now consider my significant other circle as part of my bigger family. I feel really blessed to be close to my immediate family, in addition to a few cousins I have, but I believe that part of my mental health and happiness is also due to feeling like I'm part of a larger family and a larger circle of support. Every once in a while, I'll pass 3 to 5 ladies on a hiking trail that are all in their 70s, and my friends and I reflect that we fully expect to be in that position in the not so distant and coming way too quickly future. We even thought we had a genius idea to combat the concern of growing old alone, you know, not wanting to be a single cat lady, and that we would all purchase a plot of land together and place our little tiny homes together on that plot and create our own living community. But it's obviously an idea that others have considered, as I just read a story in the past few months of the first reported women in of seven gals in Japan who purchased what they called a mansion, a very large home, and all lived together instead of a retirement community. So you never know. Maybe catching on after all. So go try that art class. Go try joining that reading group or that book club. Go check out that coffee shop meetup. Or check out our Inspiring Your Next group. Connect with our circle and find out how others are living their passion and how they're sharing wonderful adventures and experiences that we all believe everyone in our 50s and up should really experience. Items that should be on your bucket list, but we're gonna make it our Live It Now list. But again, another community that I'm surrounding myself with that are positive doers. So think about joining us or find somebody closer to home. Either way, good luck. Get out there, give it a shot, and you never know, you might find where your new bestie is waiting just around the corner.